Agriculture uses 90% of the world's fresh water supply, and as the demand for food around the world continues to rise, so will the need to find crops that use less water. Now, crop scientists at the University of Illinois have engineered crops that use water 25% more efficiently. Their research was published yesterday in the scientific journal Nature Communications. Stephen Long is the head of the research project, Realizing Increased Photosynthetic Efficiency, or RIPE, at the University of Illinois. I spoke with Long via Skype from Oxford University in England, where he's serving as a visiting professor this spring. He explains how his team was able to achieve this increased water efficiency.
So what we've been able to do by changing the expression of a single gene, which is common to all crops, is to actually increase the efficiency with which the plant uses water. So essentially, for each molecule of carbon dioxide the plant takes up in photosynthesis, less water is being released from the plant. Actually about 25% less.
And how did you go about accomplishing this?
We were looking at a gene which we believed had connected what is happening in photosynthesis with what is happening with the stomata. Stomata are the small pores in the surface of the leaf which allow carbon dioxide to come into the leaf for photosynthesis, but in doing so they allow water to escape. Now, of course, what has happened in the last 70 years is we've increased the carbon dioxide concentration of the atmosphere by 25%. And plants have not had enough time to catch up with this change. So if we could reduce the size of these pores during photosynthesis, then we could actually lose less water without strongly impacting carbon dioxide uptake and therefore the growth of the plant.
Now, what crop did you use for your trials and why did you select it?
Yes, the crop may come as a surprise, and we use tobacco. The reason why we use tobacco is it is a good proxy for other crops. It produces a dense canopy of leaves like soybean and corn. But unlike those two crops, we can make a genetic change in it very rapidly. And it produces a lot of seed. So within 12 months, we can go from a genetic change in the laboratory to a full-blown field trial. With soybean, that would probably take us about 3 years. So we really use tobacco as our test bed. And if we find something works well in tobacco, then we move on, as we are now, to test it in soybean and test it in corn as well.
Any reason to believe that the results you found in tobacco may or may not translate over into soybeans or other crops?
There's no reason to feel it wouldn't translate over, because the particular gene that we altered the regulation of is common to all plants and has the same control. So we think with this gene we've found a key step in how photosynthesis within the leaf communicates with the stomata on the surface of the leaf.
So how soon could farmers possibly be able to utilize some of the technology that you're researching right now?
Well, this is genetic engineering, and so it may take some time, because there are, at least for food crops, there are a lot of regulatory steps that this would now have to go through. But the next step for us is really demonstrating under USDA APHIS permit that this works in soybean and works in corn as well. And then I think at that stage, probably through the Gates Foundation, we would then be talking to companies about, you know, their interest in taking this on and multiplying it up. We would also be trying to put it into two tropical crops that the Gates Foundation is particularly interested in, and that is cowpea, which is a very important vegetable protein source in sub-Saharan Africa, and cassava, which is probably the most important source of calories for poor farmers in sub-Saharan Africa.
That's Stephen Long, head of the RIPE project at the University of Illinois, discussing how his team was able to engineer crops that use water 25% more efficiently. He joined us via Skype.